Making Small Talk with Jesus. Chapter 10. Jesse Jr. Making Small Talk.
Making Small Talk with Jesus. Help me lighten my load.
If you forgive men their trespasses, our Heavenly Father will forgive yours. If you don't forgive, the Heavenly Father won't either. Now, that's been a hard concept for me to wrap my heart around. Lord knows I've always wanted to do all sorts of evil things to the junkie cowboy that rode off with my Lexi. Hell, I've prayed out loud for the opportunity to kidnap him, tie his ass up, and torture him Mexican drug lord style with all the tools in my Black & Decker. I hated him for having some mystical pull over my woman. She knew he was bad news, the closest thing to the devil on earth. Yet, she was powerless against him. He asked, and she did. She left me and took our young son on the road with that aging, drug-addicted cowhand. Why, Lord, must I forgive his trespasses on my family for you to love me? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocks, it shall be opened. This was my mantra the first year Lexi disappeared. Even Mama sat down and asked Jesus to bring her back to us, or at least give us a sign that she was still alive. Sure enough, after 3 months, JT was left on her doorstep with a note from Lexi asking Mama to watch over him a spell. After 6 months, I got a letter from her postmarked Montana. Lexi asked after JT and said she missed him dearly, but said nothing about coming home or where she was headed. I hired a private detective in Missoula to search for her. He said I was wasting my money because Montana's full of runaways of all sorts and most folks keep to their own business, gossip being frowned upon. He didn't find her, but he did put a name and a short history to the junkie cowboy, Gilbert Gilly Mitchum. Gilbert's what I call him because I hear tell he despises the name. He's the black sheep of a rich family of cattle ranchers near Abilene, Texas. As a young man, Gilbert had dreams of becoming a rodeo star. He fancies himself a bull rider. His daddy was against it, but used his influence to get him in the rodeo school and ease Gilbert's entrance into the PRCA, Professional Rodeo Cowboy Association, where Gilbert had just enough talent for a pretty quick exit. He lasted a couple of years, and most of that time was spent recovering from falls that broke both arms and wrists, his left leg and both ankles, before he was finally gored by a Brahma bull that rearranged a couple of his vertebrae. His riding days were over, but wait for it, he became a rodeo clown. This part of the tale I don't like telling, because I have to give Gilbert credit for being courageous. It took a lot of heart to get on a bull, let alone try to ride one with no aptitude, just fortitude. As a clown, he was exposed to greater danger in order to protect the cowboys. As a result, injuries are common and can be fatal. Gilbert had to know this. At this point, I stopped reading the report, not wanting to accept the fact that Lexi had run off with a rough, heroic cowboy full of a lot of try and do or die. I asked Jesse Sr. if he ever ran into Gilbert on the circuit, and he said, no, I never seen him in action, but folks thought he had some death wish. That interested me, so I read on. With all his injuries, lingering aches and discomfort, Gilbert got addicted to painkillers. His family doctors wrote any prescription he wanted, and he wanted only the best, Percocet, Demerol, and of course morphine. Rodeo clowns require speed, agility, and the ability to predetermine a bull's next move. And Gilbert's habit was slowing him down to the point that other rodeo clowns didn't want to partner with him. He was forced to leave the business and take his pangs with him. Once he wasn't working, the doctors cut him off. So for a while, he started getting what he needed from drug dealers until finally Gilbert put a crew together that specialized in robbing drug stores. After a little prison time, his daddy got him paroled and off to rehab. And that's where he met my Lexi.
Making Small Talk with Jesus, a country ballad, is produced by Quincy McCoy and Laura Privis. Editing and sound design by Robert Hollywood Rhodes for RJR Productions. Theme music by Beth Custer. This novella was written and read by the author, Quincy McCoy.